This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's something we can all agree on. We're living in an evil world. Yes, we have many blessings that I thank God for, and I'm sure you do too, but think for a moment about those who are willing to destroy others. For example, in our culture, they can be identified as drug dealers and pornographers. They're indeed evil people. In Psalm 64, David faced evil people. Listen to the words of his prayer.
God, hear my voice when I am in anguish. Protect my life from the terror of the enemy. Hide me from the scheming of wicked people, from the mob of evildoers, who sharpen their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from concealed places at the blameless. They shoot at him suddenly and are not afraid.
In the psalm, David was praying for protection from those who were trying to destroy him, literally. And this prayer was in harmony with what Jesus taught us to pray. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But in this powerful Sermon on the Mount, Jesus also taught us to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us. Obviously, this is not an easy prayer, but when we're tempted to neglect this aspect of prayer, let's not forget the example of Jesus, who hung on the cross and looked out on his enemies and prayed, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing." Here then is a principle to live by. Though we are to pray for protection from evil people, we should also pray that they'll repent of their sins.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.